From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Leaders in Japan are observing the fifth anniversary of the tsunami that killed 18,000 people. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has pledged to increase reconstruction efforts in northern Japan, where the earthquake and tsunami set off a meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. The Japanese Red Cross Society says thousands of families and elderly people are still displaced. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is necessary to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the Security Council Thursday, Mr. Ban said that the allegations this past year erodes trust in the UN.
It undermines the trust between the United Nations and its beneficiaries, betrays the values and principles that UN purports to advance, and tarnishes the credibility of United Nations peacekeeping operations and the United Nations as a whole.
The Secretary General has proposed new initiatives to strengthen the UN's response, including assisting victims and improving accountability for perpetrators. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest-ruling leaders, said Friday he'll quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. However, his term ends in September 2017. He did not explain why he would leave the year after, nor his reason for retiring. The 73-year-old dos Santos has led Angola since 1979. He's Africa's second-longest ruling leader. Critics accuse him of using the country's oil wealth to amass huge fortunes for himself, his allies, and his family. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Myanmar, retired bureaucrat Tin Jaw is predicted to win parliamentary election to become president. He was confirmed Friday as the nominee of Myanmar's National League for Democracy, the NLD, and he's a close aide to party leader Aung San Suu Kyi and is expected to govern on her behalf. National League for Democracy lawmaker Bo Bo U described the candidate for reporters.
He's quite honest. He's quite very good in public relations.
A relative unknown outside of politics, Aung San Suu Kyi's proxy for the presidency is well known in the NLD inner circle. He's on the party's executive committee and is married to lawmaker Suu Suu Lwin, who is daughter of an NLD co-founder. Aung San Suu Kyi led her party in Friday's voting for her handpicked candidate, who is virtually assured to become president. Human rights experts have condemned Iran's excessive use of the death penalty, especially for juvenile offenders, and they're calling for a moratorium on the government's use of capital punishment. The experts' findings will be debated at the UN Human Rights Council. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Ahmed Shahid, the special UN investigator on human rights in Iran, says he is appalled at the high number of executions in Iran. Last year, he says nearly 1,000 people were executed, the highest number in two decades. Shahid says he is alarmed by the ongoing practice of executing juvenile offenders.
Iran's penal code explicitly retains the death penalty for boys as young as 15 and girls as young as 9 for certain crimes such as murder, adultery, and sodomy. The number of juvenile executions have increased, not decreased, in the last 2 years.
Shahid says Iran's criminal justice system violates the legal rights of its citizens and denies them a fair trial. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In related human rights news, the UN Human Rights Office says South Sudan's government has operated a scorched earth policy of killing, raping, and looting civilians as it fights rebels in the country's civil war. A new report released Friday says all parties in the conflict have committed serious and systematic violence against civilians, but says government forces bore the greatest responsibility. The report contains accounts of civilians believed to support the opposition being burned, shot, hanged from trees, or cut to pieces. In a separate report Thursday, Human Rights Amnesty International accused South Sudan military forces of suffocating 60 men and boys in a shipping container. The group said the incident happened last October on the grounds of a church. A private funeral service for former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan will be held Friday in California. She died Sunday. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.